They say if you put a frog in cold water and heat it up, it won't jump out. It's called gradualism, putting it in cold water. It doesn't notice it's being killed. Death creeps up on it gradually, and by the time the frog realizes it, it's too late to get out. And that is what we as a nation within a nation are suffering from. Gradualism. We are captive to our culture. It's been so insidious we haven't noticed the change in our vocabulary as children of God and citizens of the kingdom. We've gone from being a holiness people and a people who are consecrated to him, that is, set apart for him, to something so ignoble as to be irreconcilable with what the Bible holds out as our standard for living. Be holy as I am holy. We started somewhere like that with something about being perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. 1 Peter 1, 13 to 16 in the Message. So roll up your sleeves, put your mind in gear, be totally ready to receive the gift that's coming when Jesus arrives. Don't lazily slip back into all those old grooves of evil, just doing what you feel like doing. You didn't know any better then. You do now. As obedient children, let yourselves be pulled into a way of life shaped by God's life, an energetic and blazing with holiness life. God said, I'm holy, you be holy. It's called declension, what happened to us. A deterioration, a decline, a downward slide. We've become captive to our culture. But all is not lost because there is a way back, because he never gives up on us. Romans 12, 1, the Message. Place your life before God. So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. Today is the day of salvation. We are being saved, we are saved, and we will be saved from ourselves and our culture. He will have a people for himself. He's coming for his own. But we do have a choice. That word again. It's what life in the Spirit is all about. Choices. Continual choices. Not just one, but all day, every day. Until perfected at last, we stand before him. Clothed in his righteousness alone. Faultless to stand before the throne. I'll have some of that. How about you?